Many students will take summer classes at Arkansas State University, but one class is unique in its offering. A summer course will consist of a European tour as the history of psychology is examined by visiting the places where psychology got its start. Dr. Amy Pierce is Associate Professor of Psychology at Arkansas State University. She's taking about 10 students on a two-week trip that starts June 10th and will end June 25th. Dr. Pierce tells about the trip.
I'm very excited about this trip. This is a course, it's a psych seminar, and the title is The European History of Psychology. This will be the first time for us to offer this course, and it's a really ambitious program where it's both a course and a tour, and we have 10 students that are going on this trip. We start out in London and we'll end in Paris, and we have lots of sites to see along the way. And it's really going to be a course that focuses on the people in Europe who greatly influence the discipline of psychology. And we just think the best way for students to understand these famous psychological thinkers and scientists is for them to immerse themselves in the places where they were inspired.
And she tells why the course is taking place.
We have an interest in increasing the global awareness of our students and for them to have opportunities to participate in experiences that allow them to travel abroad. And a couple of years ago, I actually administered a survey to our psych student population asking what their interests were. And an overwhelming number of them said that they wanted such short-term study abroad opportunities to be offered. And there were two places in particular in the world that came out on top. And one of those was Australia and the other was Europe. And whenever we started to consider psychology and these two places of interest, we thought, well, you know what? It makes sense for us to go to Europe because that is where psychology formally emerged as a discipline. And we can hit a lot of sites and cover a lot of ground and talk about a lot of people that helped us to shape this discipline.
And Dr. Pierce tells why Europe was the location of the beginnings of psychology.
Psychology really has a very long history. However, its birth date is considered 1879. So when we talk about psychology and its history, really the actual, there were lots of, you know, people who influenced psychology prior to 1879. You can go as far back as Aristotle, for instance. But 1879 is key because that is when psychology was designated as its birth date, because that is when it was considered its own discipline. And the person, a German physiologist and the first psychologist by name, was Wilhelm Wundt. And the first psychological laboratory was established at the University of Leipzig by him.
The trip starts in London and goes through Switzerland, Austria, the Czech Republic, Germany, and ends in Paris, France. Some of the sites to be visited include the Sigmund Freud Museum, the Franz Kafka House, Bedlam Hospital, the Natural History Museum, and more. Dr. Pierce tells how the students will be evaluated in the class.
Well, they will have assignments. And I hope they're prepared for that. Actually, we have several assignments that are part of the course. Participation is one of the course assessments, but the students will also be journaling, and they will be contributing written pieces that will provide a survey of the psychologists and the scientists that we'll be covering, as well as the arts and the culture and the different influences in the environment, again, on these famous psychologists and scientists. In addition to that, we have a couple of people who are participating for honors credit, and one of those will be covering a community piece, so they will be writing a piece for the Herald as well as for the Jonesboro Sun, and they will be participating in a blog session where they will provide updates on our whereabouts and the things that we are doing and learning along the way. And each student who is on the trip will serve as a tour guide, and they will become an expert on a particular psychologist or scientist and place, and will lead us through the varied activities on those particular visits.
One of the students that will be taking the course is Tricia Arnold. She received her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology and will be working on her master's degree at the University of Memphis. The Izzard County native says she's interested in getting her doctorate degree in clinical psychology, and she tells how she found out about the trip.
I actually serve on the BS Psychology Committee, where Dr. Pierce proposed the study abroad trip. So after reading about it, I was like, man, I got to find a way to go on this trip somehow. And financial support just became available. So I'm excited.
And she tells what she's looking forward to seeing the most on the trip.
It's actually really hard to pinpoint an exact place, but I would say the Sigmund Freud Museum in Austria would be the most exciting historical part of the trip. But as far as just traveling, of course, Paris, France. I just want to see the Eiffel Tower.
And Arnold says she hopes the trip will help bring the history of psychology to life.
The best way to learn something is to experience it. And I've had a history of psychology class, and I did learn a lot in the class, but you seem to forget little pieces of information, and I'm hoping to reconnect those pieces by going on this trip and living through the places.
And Dr. Pierce agrees.
I really believe that this trip is going to help immerse students in the historical context of psychology. And again, by seeing the places that influenced their discipline of choice, the thing that, that they are studying here at ASU, it should help this history to come alive for them and help them to develop just a rich appreciation of the roots of psychology. Also, here at ASU, we know that part of the core values and strategies that we have is for our students to understand the importance of establishing and participating in a global community. And these, again, are key opportunities for our students. And I hope they just embrace this opportunity, that they learn from it, and that they bring back what they've learned to Jonesboro, Arkansas, and share it with others so that we can continue offering such experiences.
Dr. Amy Pierce and Tricia Arnold. Dr. Pierce hopes this will be the first of many courses of its kind offered in the future at Arkansas State University. The course will have a pre-trip orientation and review of the course assignments before the trip actually takes place on June 10th. The class will fly out of Little Rock that day, will arrive in London, England on June 11th, and the return to the United States on June 25th.
For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.